Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with 4 convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So I was on the computer yesterday, and I was looking through, I was on my daughter's computer, and she has an icon for YouTube, and I never go to YouTube, because if I watch a YouTube video, it's somebody shares it on Twitter or on Facebook, or sometimes here in the morning, and I typed in the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire, and of course, as soon as you type in Todd, and bang, it's all us, and, you know, I took a screenshot of just some of the cartoons that LD, who's sitting right here, does for us. And I went back, and there's thousands and thousands of views. So if you want to check those out, go ahead. They're all over YouTube, the Todd and Tyler channel. It's actually a channel. You just type in Todd and Tyler, it all shows up, right?
Yeah,
up.
You just, if you type in Todd and Tyler, it's going to take you, it's going to give you a link to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire videos.
So I shared it on Twitter and our both my Facebook page and the Todd and Tyler Facebook page. And on my Facebook page, like the third one goes, this, I shared it pretty early, too, like maybe 7:30. And the guy goes, aren't you supposed to be in bed so you're not so sensitive in the morning? Jesus Christ. And I did, instead of lashing out, I said, ha. I said, I'm going to go to bed soon. And actually, I didn't go to bed till almost 10. But it's like, Jesus.
Yeah.
That wasn't even on the Todd and Tyler page.
Right.
Where the real asshats show up.
Oh, on Twitter. You said that on Twitter?
No, I said that on my Twitter also and on my page. Some guy said that.
Did you put it on
our
page?
Dan Sense. Yeah, I did.
Oh, okay.
It's there.
And no, nobody complained?
I didn't look. I never look.
That's probably best.
I never look on the Todd and Tyler post because there's some asshats that follow us just to hate us but still listen every damn day. And they respond, what's wrong with the cartoons? They're funny. If you don't like them, don't respond. Like Puss says, move on with your life. I didn't check out the comments on that, but it just was a basic overview. Hey, these are pretty cool. LD does a nice job. I want to check them out. And they go way back, all the years she's been doing those for us. Tony's in the house. Where are you? Hey. Okay, I'm sorry. Oh, your mic on. Say it again.
Yeah, they're nice on Facebook.
Ow.
LD does some excellent work.
Yes.
And shopping with the stillborn is still my favorite. And that's from a chick.
The Rugbird one goes back about 10 years at least, and that's got a ton of them.
I re-released that one.
Okay, yeah.
So, you know, I had it on my personal channel,
right.
You know, originally, uh-huh. And then I started putting them on your channel.
Right.
And so I've been bringing them from my old channel, you know, 11 years ago.
Yeah, okay.
And bring them over to the main channel. So, you know, I'll have a new one, then I'll have a classic. I'll have a new one, then I'll have a classic.
Perfect.
And
that's
there's
perfect.
A couple of the classics that won't come over.
I love how the beginning of, especially some of the older ones, the screenshot is just a character. And one of the couple of days ago, I was looking at it's just Tony's big old black face right there.
Well, yeah, that's the older ones where they get
it's just his face. Like, look at it. I didn't even know what the bit was. You know,
yeah, the older ones. They created the thumbnail for you, but yeah,
big old black face.
Yeah, back in the old days, we used to have a guy in black face pretending to be Tony. But you know, things have come along.
Oh, yeah.
Things have progressed.
It's actually Tony
in the world of YouTube. It's actually you now. Yeah. We figured we put Tony in the role of Tony.
Tony, finally. Yeah. Finally. Right.
And not some guy that talks like Tony in blackface.
Yeah,
so, that'd be hilarious.
Although you could probably go back to that now. That'd be accepted.
Yeah, you could.
That'd
that's
be
okay
accepted
now.
Yeah. Everything's cool.
We're going
now.
Back in time.
Yeah, but you know, not necessarily with our audience.
No,
I wouldn't try
our audience is cool. Our audience is cool.
But some audiences that might play.
Oh, big time.
Yeah.
I know exactly those audiences.
That's
I got a tweet. Chris Porter was up apparently tweeting this maybe last night. All the Royals have to do is go 71-10, and we're back in this.
71.
So Chris will be here a little later on this morning. Actually, early Chris will be here, around 7 or so. PD Mac will be here. Craig Evans is in the house. And you're here, too. We're both here.
So I have done some thinking about the tattoo.
Okay, the Sparky, not Sparky, the actual fork.
The pitchfork.
The fork, yeah.
ASU, and I've decided against it.
We
I'm just going to get the brand that the guys get on the TV show Yellow Snow.
The big Y.
Yeah.
Be a man and don't scream, okay?
But you're going to get a brand, no? Just so you're going to be like in a black frat. Get the brand on your arm, man.
No, I'm going to get
it. I'm a Gamma Delta.
I want the brand on my chest.
I want it on
Wouldn't that be great? Sense. Some moron's going to do that because they love that show.
Yeah.
Some cowboy's going to put a big Y brand on his chest.
I'm thinking so, but you know, a lot of white guys don't brand themselves.
No, they don't.
That'd be a little different.
Well, just black frats do it, you know.
That's the only one that I'm aware of.
Yeah. You should try that. I want to watch that.
Well, black frats and apparently your ranches.
In ranches, yeah.
Yeah, if you're a ranch hand, you got to get branded too.
Well, at least on that show. I don't know if that's real or not. I wouldn't think to actually.
I can't think that they would lie to me.
No, and they also wouldn't let you quit. They just shoot you in the head.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Wait, I haven't watched this week.
Sorry.
Damn it.
Sorry.
Oh, haven't you? Okay.
Damn it. Sorry, puss.
They fired a guy, but
can't leave.
Their firing policy is kind of harsh.
Yeah. Right. Well, you know too much.
Yeah.
That's the allude to the fact.
Apparently,
he's heard too much. They shoot him in the head. Sorry, puss. You don't know who the guy is. He's just a side guy.
Yeah. All right.
But now you
spoiler alert. We should say spoiler alert before we actually do it, right?
Yeah, that's generally the way you're supposed to do it, so that I can stick my fingers in my ears and go la 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 la.
Okay, give us a spoiler alert, Ant-Man and Wasp face.
Okay, they both survived.
Okay, good.
Yeah, they both survived, and everything's ready. Yeah, ready for the next one.
So there might be a Wasp guy and Ant-Man too.
That's right.
It's wasp is a chick.
It's a chick.
Yeah.
Wasp
wasp
is a chick.
The Wasp?
Yeah,
the Wasp is a chick.
You think a honey bee be a
is
chick?
Is it just the wasp?
No, it's the Wasp.
Okay.
It's Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Honey bee be a chick. Or
Ant-Man
like Yellow Jacket. Does Yellow Jacket show up in the sequel?
No.
What if somebody has a can of Raid?
Exactly.
I killed a bunch of little. Yeah,
yeah. I had a bunch of wasps flying out of my hoop the other day. I had to kill those things.
Yeah, superpower this.
That would
Raid
work.
Does kill him, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Raid does kill the wasp.
In the first one, one of the villains does get swatted into a bug zapper.
Yeah, yes, he did.
I've seen that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When he's little, he gets swatted into a bug zapper.
Oh, okay. Cool. I'll think about to check that out.
Watch it.
You won't.
Nah. No.
Gotta watch it, man.
No, I will not. What else is going on today?
Wasp and Ant-Man YouTube page. Your daughter might be able to show you. That scene's probably on YouTube somewhere.
I'm quite sure
everything
it is.
Is on YouTube.
Yeah. Except nudity.
Yeah, no, there's no nudity on YouTube?
No.
Well, it's just,
only if it's medically necessary.
Like a boob, boob feel up or something like that.
Right.
Everywhere else on the internet, Tony. So just go everywhere else on the internet and check out.
Has that always been
porn.
YouTube's policy? No nudity. Yeah. Has there no ever nudity. Been nudity on YouTube?
I don't think it stays around. If you put it up there, it'll get flagged fairly quickly.
Have you seen the video of Jeanine Garofalo, the quarterback for the 49ers, on the date with that chick yet?
Yeah,
I was watching a little bit yesterday. She's a 41-year-old porn star. with cans, like Petey would go, holy crap, toe nose down.
Yeah, I mean, what was her name?
I don't know. But she's at dinner with the Garoppolo, and he's 26. And
he's a stud.
She had a low-cut dress on with her boobs just sticking way out.
They're barely being contained.
Yeah, just like just solid boob the whole way down to where the dress covers her front of her nipples. And she's 41. And I love it that he's dating her because we know why he's dating her.
Well, we know why he took her out that night.
Right.
You know, I wouldn't even say he's dating
her. They're at dinner.
But that doesn't mean it's an ongoing thing.
Well,
he might have just been that night.
It might have been really good that night.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. And then the next night you say, yeah, I could go with this girl that doesn't know what she's doing, or that girl again.
Yeah.
You know?
Would he be allowed to be in one of her features? Or would the 49ers, is that not part of the contract?
Well, if he had like a logo on of theirs, they probably would let him do it. You know,
well, he would.
He can't do that, though.
He's a white guy.
The NFL... NFL would go down. The use of the logos is what the NFL would bum on.
He's a white guy.
Yeah.
And he would be allowed to do that. They'd let him do that. Black guys can't do anything.
Probably
not. She's got to play and don't kneel and shut up.
I'm pretty sure.
Speaking of brothers, I'm
watching.
They
don't think of
a... Oh, my God. Harrison was on, what's the other, the one on FX1 with Abaduba. He's on
there. Oh, skipping Undisputed, I think it's called.
Yeah.
Skipping Shannon.
So Harrison was on there.
Abaduba.
I knew exactly what he was talking about.
And Harrison, you never hear that dude talk. He just scares Cleve.
He's
really good. I mean, he was actually, I've never heard him talking. I'm a Steeler fan. He's talking the whole time, and they're talking about, there's pictures of Brady on the beach, and Brady doesn't look like he's that much shape.
Okay. No.
I mean,
I saw the pictures.
He's never going to be a muscle. Those guys are never, quarterbacks are never muscle guys, and if they are, you don't want to be your quarterback.
Yeah.
But one of the references was the fact it was, that I guarantee you doesn't eat completely well on vacation because you got a couple handlebars on the side. They were calling it handlebars on his belly. But well, long story short, they're talking about Brady and can he play till he's 43? And he goes, you know, ask him about Belichick, and he goes, when I got to the Patriots for those three games, I was saying, oh, some stuff's going to happen here. Belichick and Brady are going to argue. I'm going to find out. Now I'm going to get to see this, and nothing really happened. He said that, but they asked Brady. He goes, why? How can Brady? When you guys played them. How did Brady beat you? He goes, well, they cheated. Harrison said that. He goes, they cheated. And this is, he was just on the Patriots. I love this. He's not with them anymore.
Yeah.
He goes, they cheated. He goes, they checked down for almost 90% of our blitzes. He goes, you cannot do that in the NFL. And he's as articulate as I am right now, except maybe not stuttering like I am.
Yeah.
I mean, he was really, really good at what he talked about. But he just said, oh, they cheat. That's why he's so good.
I've seen a couple of interviews with him. He's well-spoken. He's just very scary.
But he's going to be on TV someday, I bet. If he needs the cash.
I can see him doing that.
So is he retired then? Or
I don't know. I didn't get a chance to see much of that, you know.
Huh.
He said to...
But he doesn't need to say anything. He could just stare at
you. Yeah. With
Shannon Sharp.
Like the...
Every time Shannon Sharp said it, he went, what? Skip, what'd he say? Skip, what'd he say?
Right. And if he disagrees with Skip, the camera can cut to him. And he's staring him down.
I love the fact he goes, well, they cheated. I just love that he said that. That is so cool.
What they do?
Boston media probably just freaking out on that.
Yeah. No, what is he talking about?
So nobody checks down from 90. Yeah, nobody checks down from blitzes like that.
Harrison could actually stare at Shannon like with that, and it would clear up his speech impediment. You would have that kind of effect.
Well, maybe we could have him stare at Craig here in a few. All right.
Oh, let's not kill that bit.
No. Craig Evans, Petey Mack, Tony Del Deer with us.
Ow!
Our buddy Chris Porter in early, too. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.